but maybe he is going to have a bit of an extended period with Memphis, because he was all over the programme today, certainly in the sort of main event period or place. It's Dust and Towels this week, very nice. And Ray Ray, who is training at the moment at the NJPW dojo. Not the NYPD dojo, that'd be a different thing entirely. The NJPW dojo, well, I presume he is. He was saying he was living the dream on a tweet, and he was on an X, and he was pictured by the sign for it. So maybe this will be the last time he'll be at Memphis for a while, unless there's an NJPW dojo in Memphis. There could be. I don't know. I'm not clued up on the area, you see. I know about Beale Street and the Wrestle Centre. And, yeah, so Ray Ray is fighting a main event. Bradley, who's got Phil, Uncle Phil, or rather, called Big Bad Phil now. Something like that. Big Boy Phil, something like that. In his corner. And you've got a nice Bradley dropkick after Phil distracts Ray Ray. Lovely springboard cutter from Bradley, but he won't pin, and that will come back to bite him, I suspect. Jake Webb's in the crowd watching, and Ray Ray gains the advantage and gets the big splash for the pin. It wasn't very long. It wasn't that bad. I wanted it to be longer because I think it could be better. Now, apparently, security will band together to fight the posse or anybody else who attacks them. But as they say, well, they're gonna protect people from the posse. But as one of the security gentlemen says, who's going to protect us from the posse? I like that a lot, actually. And now, Mr. Michael, as he's now called, he was Uncle Mikey. He's now in a suit and tie, and he's got his hair cut, and he hasn't got a beard or a tash anymore, and all of that. He's doing a job with King Cobra, who, of course, was beaten up quite severely and spiked in the eye, which they'd done before, of course, by the posse around Christmas time. And ho, ho, ho. And he's doing the booking at the moment. He's the booker man for the I Quit booker man. He's doing that because Cobra's not there, but he's got a bit of a job as well. So he's already made a main event, which, I mean, I quite like it because it's K-Tuma, and I love K-Tuma's work, and he's fighting Austin Molitano, who, quite like me, Uncle Mikey, no, Mr. Michael, can't really pronounce, or pretends not to be able to, but, yeah, it's a bit of a mix. And then he goes, another match for myself. What? Oh, by the way, the posse are suspended indefinitely from TV. Got to get this in. And they're not allowed, they're not paid, they're without pay, and they're not allowed in the wrestling center. But they did this before, and the posse just came back into the wrestling center. So, anyway, he made a match for himself. Mikey's suit. Yeah. They're gonna sport a coat and slacks. All in black. Black shirt, black tie, black shoes. No, actually. Multicolored trainers. And black trousers and black jacket. Anyway, he gets his 10 pounds punches. There's a knee from Denzel into the twig and berries. Gator feet. But Denzel doesn't really tell him. He comes back with an enormous clothesline of his own. And Michael wins with gator feet and a precise roll-up. So he's delighted. And Sure. Big choke slam from Maurice to Bradley for the pin. He got him up in a choke slam, and he got him up quite high as well. That's impressive. And I'm more impressed with Maurice this time round than I was last time round. This was short, but it was sweet. Out is the referee, Ash Taylor, with shouts of Ash Hall. I love it. And it's Dalton. Hall of Famer versus one of the righteous pals, Brother Bruce. Now, Dalton, as you know, was a collection plate a while ago, and as Ash Taylor rightly points out, that's stealing. But as Dustin points out, there's provocation. Yeah. Now, Dalton gets Brother Bruce up into a precise kind of suplex. He really, you know, he's textbook stuff. But he gets him up. He's a big dude. Big dude is Bruce, massive. Now, I suddenly called to the heavens, and out come these skinny, I suppose live, acolytes all dressed in black, with kind of black leotards and black, not good, you know. At one point, John Dalton has got all three of them, holding all three of them, and dumping them all over the place. They don't get anywhere near him, really. Well, they do, but they don't get anywhere near him as far as beating him up goes. And that's it. Only it isn't. Because in the kerfuffle, Brother Bruce has grabbed the collection plate back and smacks Big John Dalton, who's the Hall of Famer, the baby-faced beast, in the back of the head with it and takes the collection plate. Alan Roberts wants a heritage title, just in case he's told us that. I'm not sure that the guns will be all that worried. But anyway,
Tolo versus Tuma. There's a Mulitalo dropkick, and he celebrates that. It didn't take Tuma down, though, you see. Tuma then hits a belly to belly, but Mulitalo, should I say, isn't out. He connects with a high knee. But there's a pop-up kick from Tuma, which is lovely. And the big bang, but no cover. Instead, he hits a really nasty shining wizard. And the ref stops the fight because he says Mulitalo is out. That was rather good. There's nothing that's great this week, but the whole of it is rather excellent. Now here's the gun show. Who wants to talk about his next opponent? But he's got his arm in a sling. Apparently he's had an MRI. He'll be back in the ring in 2 weeks. Cuts to, he's been the champ for a year, by the way, at this point. Yeah, to the day, more or less, apparently. Then it cuts to Cruel in some kind of garage with Brooklyn, his muse, and they've got belts hanging up and she wants another belt. He doesn't go to the wardrobe and just say, here, this was only my trousers up yesterday. It's not that kind of belt, you see. Not that kind of belt. And out comes Krull. As Dustin says, I didn't even know he was here. I thought it was in his garage. Anyway, he attacks the arm. Of course he does. It's in a sling. It's got a big bulldozer on it. No, a ball, a big bullseye. A big bulldozer on it would have really hurt the arm. I mean, he went to work on it, did Krull, but he doesn't bring a bulldozer in and back that sucker up at all. No, no, no. He doesn't do anything like that. That really would be terrible. A bullseye on it. Now, he gets in the ring, does Brett. Doesn't sing, every rose has its thorn, but I do. Tries for the gun show lariat, can't really execute it, and it gets blocked by Krull. No one's ever done that before, you see. And he hits the choke slap. Then he brings a chair in the ring, puts the arm in the chair, and smacks it with another chair. Oh, yes. Because he wants to make sure that that arm is not ready for when he's fighting again and Krull wants to be the champion. This would be interesting if they did that. But I'm not quite sure how it would shake out. He'd be a transitional champion at best, wouldn't he? But I suppose you could take it off Bret Michaels and have Toomer beat Krull, couldn't you? That'd be a way to do it. Toomer does deserve it. He really does. And Mike Anthony doesn't need the belt to do fantastically effective work. And talking about being fantastically effective, it was really smooth this episode. Some stuff I thought, oh, I don't really need to see that. The Michael stuff was a bit muddy, to be honest. The Righteous Path stuff, I'm getting bored again now. Need something else. But generally, this was a blooming good hour and a really smooth show. And Memphis Wrestling know exactly what they're doing. I should know. I've spoken to Dustin myself about it. And it's still my favourite. It's early days in the new year, I know. But it's still my favourite. There are other promotions coming up hard. But this one's still there. And with the amount of wrestling I watch, that's a massive achievement. Ta-ta.